Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdish, and Ryan Huang with you. Time now for Mind Your Business. Today, it's Travel Thursday, and we've been talking about Mount Fuji all of this morning, haven't we?
Yeah, it's certainly a picture postcard destination, yes. Isn't it? It's been around since I was a kid. Before I was even sentient, I had been seeing pictures of Mount Fuji, right? But with all these lockdowns around the world, we're certainly missing several parts of this country. Travel-deprived Singaporeans, though, can now take a virtual trip to this very scenic prefecture, Shizuoka, soak in the breathtaking views of the Mount Fuji by flying a drone remotely.
This blows my mind. So apparently during the pandemic lockdown, the Shizuoka Prefecture Singapore Representative Office worked with companies in Singapore and Shizuoka to introduce this innovative hybrid travel product as a new form of travel to kind of spark that wanderlust and stimulate the inbound travel demand that we're expecting to happen. So the location, of course, is Mount Fuji because of how symbolic it is as an icon. And they're using it to connect Singapore to Japan in celebrations of 55 years of Singapore-Japan relations.
But I'm just wondering how exactly this works. I mean, do we get to control the drone ourselves, or are there guides who are doing it for us? Will virtual travel ever take over the travel industry in a larger way, perhaps, in a post-COVID-19 world? Maybe after borders reopen, all of this stuff will become irrelevant, or could it continue staying relevant, you know, for those people who really can't take too much time off to go overseas, perhaps, and things like that? So we really want to see if it would make sense to have virtual tours even beyond the current crisis as well. We're joined on the line by Akira Hirakawa. He's co-founder of Red Dot Drone, and he'll be shedding more light on all of these issues. Good morning, Akira.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Now, Akira, I understand that this isn't the first project your company has done. Tell us more about some of your past projects and overall how you are making all of this still relevant to Singaporeans, in spite of the fact that maybe in a few months from now, people will be able to start making all of these trips for real.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So let me explain about the overview of the project. So the project is a virtual tour and called Mount Fuji Drone Challenge in Asagiri. And Asagiri is the name of the place in Shizuoka and located in front of Mount Fuji. And the concept is to let Singaporeans have the travel experience in Shizuoka from Singapore using drones, as well as tea blending and sake tasting session. And so, you know, in the current pandemic, so travel becomes a challenge and we are unable to go on holidays like we used to. And to address this issue, our company has teamed up with the Shizuoka Prefecture and One Call, which is co-working place in Singapore, and Vivid Creations, which is a creative solution company, and create a new travel concept using drone technology together. And our company itself is called Red Dot Drone and has been developing drone remote control technology over the internet. And generally, you know, so when you control a drone, you have to be on site with the drone. But with our technology, you can control a drone remotely, for example, from your office or from your home. So we apply this technology to the tourism and travel industry, which is currently facing difficulties in physical travel. And in the Mount Fuji Drone Challenge, our technology allows Singaporeans to have their travel experience through controlling a drone located in Shizuoka from Singapore remotely. So they can actively choose where to go and what to see by controlling the drone, compared to passively watching just the aerial video. Mm. So during the event, we invited travel agencies and local students. But of course, due to the COVID-19 measurements, the event size was limited, and we did not let participants drink actual tea and sake, but they did enjoy the virtual tour.
Okay. Akira-san, I'm very curious about piloting the drone. Because I love. So what is the technology involved here? So do I control it here in Singapore, and then it's like, I don't know, like a satellite relay is passed, or 5G is involved in some sense? Any chance you could share with us the details about the technology in terms of how the Singapore side is connected to the drone?
So generally, so when you fly a drone, so drone operator needs to be on site to fly a drone. And the operational range is about 2 to 3 kilometers away from the operator, usually. So we developed the remote control technology and over the internet, which allows us to operate a drone remotely, so such as 100 to 1,000 kilometers away from the on-site, and with the 4G or 5G. And of course, yeah, over the Wi-Fi also possible.
Okay, okay.
So it is a seamless connection. Can we be confident it'll be a seamless connection? Or at some point, I might just lose connection and that's it, the end of my tour, all of a sudden.
Yes, so it's, of course, we utilize LTE, so 4G, 5G connectivity. So sometimes there's an exceptional incident, but it's usually the latency, the delay, is about a few hundred milliseconds. So you feel as if you are flying there on site.
Beyond the Mount Fuji, specifically drone challenge, perhaps you could tell us about any other projects that you might have done, because I'm seeing this as having the potential to helping the tourism sector on a larger scale as well. So have there been any other projects you've done similar?
Oh, you're asking about relating to the remote control technology, isn't it?
Virtual tours, in other words, virtual tours over such long distances.
Yes. So we started developing this technology since the end of last year. And so far, we have achieved, Shizuoka actually is the first successful tryout for us. And concurrently, we are currently working on other remote tourism projects in Japan with other prefecture. So this is going to be the second case for us. And also we look for more opportunities to try to bring the remote tourism in Singapore. Mm. Oh, and of course, we need to obtain relevant permits from CAAS.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the technological infrastructure is important. And when you consider Singapore is going to be 5G ready, that's going to be a big deal. Akira-san, I am curious though. I mean, what is the price point of such a virtual tour? Is it expensive when you consider the amount of technology involved?
Since we just started the project, and also this is the first tryout, so we have not decided the actual price.
Okay.
But one of the scenario is, let's say like the participant pay $1 to try out the remote control, so that the remote tourist can travel, for example, like from other country in Singapore using drones. Just paying $5, $10. This will be the one of the scenario we can provide.
So you want to make it affordable?
Yes, we would like to make it affordable.
Okay, I have a silly follow-up question. Don't mind me. Yeah. What if, because there's some people out there, and we got to put it out, we got to be honest here. There's some people out there, psychomotor problem, don't know how to fly drone, a bit no license. What happens if I fly the thing and I spoil the drone because I'm all the way in Singapore?
Yes. Yes. So even though we provide remote control technology, when we organize this event, we need a drone operator on site to set up and install drone, also to monitor the drone so that drone can safely fly.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So there are safeguards in place. Yeah, there are safeguards in place. The thing is, Akira, virtual tours sound exciting in the absence of a real trip, right, to Mount Fuji. Usually these experiences tend to be very visceral, right? They really touch the soul. There's a whole aura about the actual site that really hits you deep. How do you ensure that virtual tours can be as exciting as that, as visceral as that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the question. This is what we are exploring currently, because we think that one of the enhancements is to add some gamification concept. We're thinking of a gamification concept.
Can you expand further on this concept?
So, for example, like if you just fly a drone, you don't have the purpose, you don't know where to go, what to see. So, for example, we are thinking of adding gamification of so that our system or our application software ask you to find like certain landmarks or famous landmarks, or ask you to move to some positions.
Okay, that could make the whole experience more interesting in a different
more
way.
Interesting.
Sure. Yeah, in a unique way. I mean, not exactly the same as if you were to travel there, but it does add some excitement that is uniquely part of the virtual experience. I do have a question about the relevance of virtual tours beyond COVID-19, beyond the pandemic. Once borders start opening up, people might say, okay, no need for virtual tours now. I can actually go to the site. Of course, there will be others who will say, maybe I'll do the virtual tour first, then I'll go to the site. And then there will be a segment of the population who maybe can't afford to take time off or afford the actual tour. How are you going to ensure that this sort of thing remains relevant even beyond the pandemic, even after borders open up? I guess one way is to make sure it's way more affordable than actually traveling to the site, right? And what else?
So COVID-19 was the use case, because we are physically not able to go outside easily. But we think after the COVID-19, but we don't think we are gonna take over the current physical tour. We're gonna replace the physical tour. But we think so virtual tour can be the potential to be the tool to pre-travel for the destination.
Right.
So we are looking for more opportunities to use this technology in the tourism and travel sector. And also we think there are many reasons why we cannot travel for this case, COVID-19. But also like maybe you are busy and you don't have time to go there. Also you don't have enough budget or physically you are not able to move easily due to like disease or probably physically disabled.
That could change someone's life, like especially if they are, you know, not well, but maybe grant them a wish and they could go up and draw. Akira-san, just to quickly wrap up, and really this is just a fun question. Is there any potential for this project, you know, maybe to work with even more partners? And what I mean is maybe we can imagine one day for the kids, they can play with these drones and it's like a Doraemon or an Ultraman going up Mount Fuji, for example. Is such business opportunity possible?
Yes, we think it's possible.
Wow, I'll be the first to be there. Don't worry. Akira Hirakawa, co-founder of Red Dot Drone, on the line with us. Akira-san, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you for having me today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.